we cover rich people, sometimes resident in the City of London, who are determined to protect their reputations and who have no interest in the press asking how they acquired their hundreds of millions of pounds. And these people who can resort to law firms who specialise in what is called reputation management, who are extremely aggressive, who will demand that articles are removed forthwith within 12 hours, otherwise proceedings will start. And this can result, or does result, in regular large amounts of time in dealing with these complaints, but also, referred to earlier, huge costs. And there does come a point where you have to weigh the consideration of cost against the disadvantage of a protracted battle. And what happens then is the laundering of reputation. And it's extremely concerning to me in my 6 years as editor of the FT. Second, and I know Alan Rusbridger has referred to this as well, it's a serious problem about the law of confidentiality and dealing with supposed financial reporting, which is considered by the authorities an abuse of markets. This affects all financial journals at the moment. It's got more serious because the regulatory authorities want to abandon soft-touch regulation, light-touch regulation, and seem to be coming hard on insider trading. In my view, and this is shared by some editors, the current regulations are seriously detrimental to free speech and the exchange of information. Not for investors, not institutions or insiders, but for investors as a whole. So I would ask the panel to take a look at that. And just to sum up, one very quick personal experience. Financial Times acquired the prospectus for the sale of Northern Rock after it was collapsed in late 2007. And the financial the bank advising Northern Rock took out an injunction and prevented that document from being details of it being published, even though this was being circulated to interested parties around the world. We decided not to fight that. I think in retrospect it was a mistake.
Hey, with English Pen, and with Index on Censorship, we were behind the libel reform campaign. I just want to add to the points about the chilling effects.